Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, coming up in just a few minutes, you may have seen a couple of news headlines out there, including this one from one of the nonstop local TV stations. Montana Department of Labor and Industry hosted a rapid response event for Stillwater Mine workers. The Montana Department of Labor and Industry hosting a rapid response job service event to support workers affected by layoffs at the Sibanye-Stillwater Mine as Tuesday marked the 60-day deadline for impacted employees. Sarah Swanson is the commissioner for the Montana Department of Labor and Industry. She's going to join us here in just a few minutes. She pulled in a team from all across part of the Montana Department of Labor and Industry. She pulled in team members from all across the state. They've even got people from Kalispell that are down in the Columbus area and elsewhere to help our Stillwater miners as the layoffs, the round of layoffs now begin to take effect. There was another headline that I saw here about that very story. But anyway, we're going to chat with her here in just a second because, yes, so important that we do everything we can to help these laid off miners. So tragic that they're in this position in the first place. This is, I mean, to me, if you ask me, this is just one of the betrayals we've seen from the last near 4 years of the Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, John Tester regime. As you know, here, even in the midst of this war with Russia and Ukraine, they allowed Russian palladium to flood into the market. And then what? They waited till like 2 weeks ago to give a tax credit to the company. Okay, so the company's going to get taken care of. Okay, cool, I guess. But why didn't you do that before the layoffs took effect? Why didn't you stop the Russian imports? Why didn't you stop this anti-mining agenda, period? And look, we've still got coal mining jobs that are still being threatened by this current administration right now, or the liberal federal judges that are on the bench. That's why we've really got to clean up our judiciary here in Montana and at the federal level as well. That's also why it's so important. You know, one of the great things Senator Steve Daines has done here is there is an opening for a federal judge position here in Montana because that liberal Judge Christensen said he's going to go into senior status. So to open up a seat, the Democrats are going to try to jam a radical leftist judge into that seat before they lose power in January. So hopefully the Republicans can prevent that from happening. Senator Steve Daines already put a hold on that several months ago. And then, you know, the American people have now spoken. President Trump and Senator Steve Daines and Senator-elect Tim Sheehy can get a common sense federal judge. Finally, I mean, the federal judges have just been, the ranks have just been decimated here in Montana with these Democrat senators. And all we've got are these radical left-wing federal judges that are anti-worker, anti-oil, gas, coal, agriculture, you name it. And so, yeah, that's going to be a very important fight to watch here during the lame duck. All right, we're going to talk with the commissioner of the Department of Labor and Industry coming up here right after this.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. The primary legislative change Congress approved in response to the riot at the Capitol in 2021 will face its first major test in a few weeks. Congress passed a new law called the Electoral Count Reform Act. It's designed to reject fabricated efforts to push fake slates of electors or overturn the outcome of who won the election. The new law changed procedures such as how states appoint presidential electors, how court challenges to the results should play out, and altered how Congress certifies the electoral votes on January 6th. The law also set the governor of each state as the official to certify the appointment of electors, which must happen by December 11th this year, ahead of the December 17th meeting of electors. The law sets up three judge panels to hear election cases and gives litigants a direct line to the Supreme Court. Under the new procedures, the vice president has no power to accept or reject electoral college votes while presiding over the joint session of Congress, and it raised the threshold from one member in each chamber to one-fifth of the membership of each chamber to contest a state's slate of electors. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman, where sunny to partly cloudy skies across the area for today. High temperature readings will range from about 45 in Bozeman to 53 in the Billings area. For tonight, with a few passing clouds at times, temperatures will drop back off to about 30 in Bozeman to the mid-30s in Billings. Partly sunny skies then develop Thursday. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
The leadership is set for the Montana State Legislature. Matt Regeer out of Kalispell, Montana. He had been Speaker of the House. Now he's your new Senate President. And as we told you on Tuesday's Montana Talks, Representative Brandon Lear out of Savage, the new Speaker of the House here in Montana. We'll be breaking more news, taking your phone calls, and much more with Wednesday's Montana Talks. It's the show where you get to talk. After all, we take it statewide every Monday through Friday, 9 to 10, right here.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, great to have Commissioner Sarah Swanson from the Montana Department of Labor and Industry with us on the phone lines right now. Sarah, first off, thanks to you and your team for doing all you can to support our Stillwater miners. I know I got a chance to see you up in Whitefish during the equipment dealers' annual meeting over a month or and a half ago, and I know this is something you have just been intently focused on. What's the big message you want to get out this morning?
Thanks, Aaron. Good morning. This is a very sad week for the families of Stillwater Mine, as you know. We have a team of over 40 Department of Labor employees on the ground in Columbus all week to support the workers and their families. And the biggest message to get out to them today is that we need them to stop by and see us so we can begin registering them for services here in Montana, whether that's the bridge benefits of unemployment insurance, whether that's dislocated worker assistance or registration for training for new careers and new industries. As these folks look to redeploy themselves in the Montana's workforce, we are on the ground at the Stillwater Civic Center every day this week from 8:30 to 4:30 with a team of 40 skilled professionals ready to help them and their families through this week.
One of the things I know I've got to catch up with you briefly yesterday is, look, it's not just the miners themselves that are impacted by this. This is going to have a huge economic impact on the entire area. So maybe you're not a Stillwater miner yourself, but your job is directly impacted by the layoffs that are taking place. And so these services are also available to you as well, as I understand it, right?
Absolutely. We know that this is going to be a large economic event for arguably a 9-county region of Montana. And so we have incumbent worker training programs for existing employees that we can deploy right now in an aversion methodology to try to prevent folks from losing their jobs long term. But if the economy does turn in the direction we expect it might, any worker that has lost their job as a long-term effect of these layoffs at Stillwater Mine is eligible to come into any Montana job service, and we can sign you up for dislocated worker assistance to begin job searching and skill matching and working to find you a new position and a new career right here in Montana.
I know some of the miners have found jobs already. Some of them, unfortunately, have to travel to mines in other states until we get more mining up and running here in Montana. Unfortunately, they have to travel to other states for those same types of opportunities. What are the biggest questions you're hearing from some of the laid-off miners and others?
Yeah, we did a survey with these workers back in October, Aaron, to help really craft our response, what this week would look like on the ground, and to help us inform the dislocated worker grant application that we submitted on behalf of these workers to the U.S. Department of Labor. And that survey was really fascinating. We learned that over 40% of these mines have worked at the mine for over 10 years. But at the same time, over 60% of these workers are under 45 and still have a long career ahead of them here in Montana. 30% of the workers have spouses that either don't work at all or only work part-time that are very interested in retraining and reentering the workforce on a full-time basis as soon as possible. And many of these folks have children. About 60% of these workers have children still in the home, and 18% have young adult children attending a training program or two-year college or university. And they're keenly interested in ensuring that those young people can return to college in the spring semester as well.
these are good, good high wage jobs, which can be hard to replace. I mean, thankfully, Montana overall has seen good wage growth. We've seen very low unemployment. We need more skilled workers all across the board. But still, it's very hard to replace these high wage jobs that we get in the mining industry.
Absolutely. You know, Aaron, the workers of Stillwater Mine are the very definition of the Montana work ethic that employers are looking for every day. It is hard work. It is long hours. They show up on time. They stay until the job is done, and they're not afraid to get the work done. We know that we have a record employment in Montana right now. Over 580,000 full-time workers in August set a new state record for us. But despite that, we still have critical shortages in almost every workforce sector of our economy. So there are lots of opportunities for these miners. There's just a skills gap that we need to close with them very quickly. And that is the purpose of the dislocated worker resources that we requested from the U.S. Department of Labor, is to provide us funds so that we can pay for retraining, whether it's in a rapid environment for short-term credentials like CDLs or hands-on skills, or if these folks want to go back into a traditional two-year program to develop credentials and certificates to go back into any of these new industries. We've also requested funding for relocation for any individuals that need to move to a different community within Montana, or for any of the families that are choosing to move out of Montana to continue mining but with a different mine. And lastly, we've requested services in the supportive services category. When we think about those 30% of households of Stillwater families that are single-income families right now with a spouse planning to return to work, we know we're going to have both childcare access and affordability issues. We know that in our survey work with these workers in October, they are keenly interested in options for health insurance for their family and for training programs for both themselves, their spouses, and their young adult children. And many of the spouses identified for us that while they're going back to work, they're interested in learning skills that they don't have right now, focused primarily in the healthcare sector or the business and finance sector. So lots of opportunity, but more importantly, some hard days ahead for the Stillwater families. And our team from the Montana Department of Labor is on the ground all day, every day this week to support them as the layoffs continue through Friday.
All right, give us the time and the location again, about 30 seconds before the break. And again, Sarah Swanson, thanks to you and your team for being on the ground to provide this support.
Thanks, Aaron. The Department of Labor will be at the Stillwater Civic Center from 8:30 to 4:30. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of this week. And on Friday, we're moving over to the Stillwater Pavilion, again from 8:30 to 4:30. The event is open to any Stillwater worker, their family, their young adult children, or anyone else from the community that believes their job may be at risk too as a downstream effect of these layoffs.
All right, Commissioner Sarah Swanson, appreciate your time. Thanks for the update. Encourage all of you, spouse, minor, somebody impacted by the layoffs, get out there, get your questions answered, and then you can share that information with your friends as well. Appreciate it. Back after this.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
The media spent months warning us there would be no guardrails in a second Trump term, essentially that he would fill up the cabinet with right-wing crazies. But then he goes ahead and picks Marco Rubio, 14 years in the Senate, son of Cuban immigrants, and somebody who's been an informal foreign policy advisor, to be Secretary of State. Also, a lot of Hill veterans, seasoned people like former Congressman Lee Zeldin to run the EPA, he does want to cut regulations, as does Trump. Former Florida Congressman Mike Waltz, a former Green Beret, as White House National Security Advisor. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem to be Homeland Security Secretary. And it goes on and on. Now, there are some hardliners, namely Tom Homan and Stephen Miller, who'll be in charge of fixing the border and the mass deportation program. By and large, he's made a lot of reasonable picks. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman, with sunny to partly cloudy skies across the area for today. High temperature readings will range from about 45 in Bozeman to 53 in the Billings area. For tonight, with a few passing clouds at times, temperatures will drop back off to about 30 in Bozeman to the mid-30s in Billings. Partly sunny skies then develop Thursday. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Man, this was kind of crazy. The other morning, Mark Wilson, one of the Breakfast Flakes, pops into our Montana Talk studios. He says, hey, we just saw the police ram a car right out front from our studios. Well, we got the full story. Apparently, it was a carjacking that led to this early action. Full write-up, go to MontanaTalks.com. And big shout-out to local law enforcement for their role in that stop. Plus, it's official.
Flint Rasmussen in the Rodeo Hall of Fame. Check out his new bling, MontanaTalks.com.
This is where Montana Talks at with Lane Nordlund.
Farm and ranch groups are expecting fairer regulations from the incoming administration as President-elect Donald Trump announces his cabinet picks, starting with the EPA and soon USDA. Former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin is Trump's EPA pick, and one Trump says will ensure fair and swift deregulatory decisions. That comes as a relief to farm leaders like Zippy Duval with the Farm Bureau, who says farmers have suffered from regulatory whiplash long enough on issues like waters of the U.S.
The back and forth between administrations is harmful to farmers. They need certainty in that area and need fairness. And, of course, we need to go back to what the original law was, the intention of what the original law was. And if we do that and give our farmers clarity and certainty, we'll be able to abide by that.
At the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Ethan Lane expects the new administration to dismantle much of the Biden EPA's climate agenda, but will challenge ag in other ways.
We don't expect to see the same focus on some of those climate-focused issues as we've seen over the last 4 years, although we know that people like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and others have a place and a voice in Trump land, and that's going to bring, I think, some new conversations on food production, on vaccine use, things like that. Those are going to be new wrinkles that production agriculture is going to need to think about.
It's still uncertain who and when a Secretary of Agriculture name will be put forward. I'm Lane Nordlund.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
You know, as I think about our Stillwater miners and the layoffs now coming to a head, and hats off to the state of Montana for being out there to provide full support right now, and hopefully the feds don't drag their feet on this. You know, I get it. There's people in the Biden administration that are really sad because, you know, their guy didn't get elected or their gal didn't get elected or whatever. But if you are one of these federal workers or one of these federal appointees, you still have a freaking job to do. These people are out of their work. They're out of their livelihoods. They're out of a job right now. I don't know if you guys heard this, but there are federal employees who are paid very well, have very good benefits, and some of these federal employees, it doesn't matter how much they screw up their job or how meaningless their job is, they get to stay on the job. They get to get paid no matter what. Apparently, some of these federal employees are reportedly saying that they have PTSD because Trump won the election. No joke, they're saying that they have post-traumatic stress disorder because Trump won the election. This ties in with the conversation we had back in the 6 o'clock hour about, you basically have these people who are hysterical and delusional. And Dr. Drew says it's because of the mainstream media. The mainstream media whipped these people up into a frenzy. Oh, if Donald Trump wins the election, it's the end of democracy as we know it. These people, how many careers and lives and jobs have been ended in the past 3.5 years because of their decisions in Washington, D.C.? I mean, the Stillwater miners. There's three key things here. The biggest problem, of course, is the fact that the Green New Deal, the electric vehicle mandates coming out of the regime in Washington that's now been kicked to the curb by the American people, it was their Green New Deal policies that put the platinum and palladium prices in the tank, which led to the demise of the Stillwater mine worker jobs here in Montana. Not only that, but why did they continue allowing Russia to dump their palladium into the American market? And, okay, oh, now you give a tax credit to the company, so the company's going to be taken care of, but that didn't do anything to take care of the workers. Why didn't you do that 2 years ago, right? Green energy has decimated Europe. The Unleash Prosperity hotline has some very interesting numbers about how the Green New Deal in Europe has just decimated Europe. I mean, you think it's gotten bad here in the United States in the last 3.5 years. Wait till you hear these numbers out of Europe. But first, yeah, these federal employees saying they have PTSD
because Donald Trump was elected president again. This is was on Fox and Friends, I think, yesterday morning, if I'm not mistaken.
Government employees are reportedly claiming they have PTSD from Trump's first term, calling his reelection a dystopian hellscape and are dreading his return. You don't have to stay. But our next guest working on the Trump administration transition team has a strong warning for those resisting the new agenda. Attorney Mark Paoletta served in the very first Trump administration and joins us now. Mark, your response to some of the PTSD claims.
You know, Brian, who would have thought it's controversial that when a new boss comes in with a new agenda, that the people who work there are going to support the president's agenda, right? Only in the federal government, only with a deep swamp, do people, you know, career employees think that they get to run the joint, as it were. You know, President Trump, you know, was reelected with an overwhelming majority of an agenda by the American people popularly supported. So deporting millions of illegal aliens out of this country, securing the border, banning DEI, all that destructive stuff that the Biden administration let run wild, getting boys out of girls' sports. Those are all the things that the Department of Justice is going to work on. And those are the things that the Department of Justice employees, career employees, are going to support. And if they don't want to support it, they should leave.
Mark, the other thing is, and we'll get into it another time, if you have an efficiency guy named Elon Musk, there's a lot of these agencies and these bureaucracies are just fat with people who feel they are not accountable, just checking the clock, wondering, you know, when they can retire. And I think they're in danger of being gutted, even though they are unionized.
All right, there you go. But this goes back to my point, is that, look, these federal employees, like, hey, you're still being paid by we the people to do the job for we the people. You got people out here that are actually struggling, not just some made up struggle in their minds that the mainstream media has gotten you to freak out. Oh, Trump's going to be president. How am I going to survive? Okay, tie your shoes, get out of bed, and get to work, because there's people who have been put out of work because of your government here in these past few years. And they need you to move. They need you to act. And I certainly hope that Senator John Tester is still doing his job here. Look, I get it. You're sad that you lost your election here a few days ago, but you're still being paid by we the people to do the job. Are you helping these Stillwater miners who were laid off because of your policies? Or are you just, you know, I'm done. Seriously, is he doing anything right now at the federal level? The Doge. Who else is excited about the Doge? The Department of Government Efficiency. That is absolutely incredible. Yeah, all these great cabinet appointments that President Trump is starting to announce here, including Pete Hegseth, great pick for Secretary of Defense. Mike Waltz, the Green Beret veteran, to be the National Security Advisor. Tom Homan to get back in charge of our border. So many great picks, but man, that's a great one. The Department of Government Efficiency, the Doge, Elon Musk, and Vivek Ramaswamy. Tell us, please, what is it that you do here? What exactly do you do here? They are going to be looking for throughout the whole of the federal government to look at how we can start saving your money. It's about time. I mean, you know, we're only about $36 trillion in debt right now. Nancy, in Roundup, what's your thoughts?
Hey, good morning, Montana Talks family. I got a lot of them. You know, usually I stand as an oak, but I tell you, I bet like a willow yesterday when I heard South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem's going to take the place of Alejandro Mayorkas of the Homeland Security, and she will be fabulous. I was not expecting that one. I'm getting a big kick out of how the Trump cabinet is shaping. I agree with all his choices. And yes, the government of efficiency. And Aaron, the Pentagon is really going to be looked at, because, you know, even as a kid, I remember we were always wondering why nobody ever got fired or why we weren't hearing about people that were on the inside and all the departments. And it's going to get a good scrubbing, a car wash is what it's going to get. And that's great news for people like you and the younger generation who have decades of employment ahead of you and paying taxes. And I just want to say that sadly, Carrie Lake did not win Arizona's Senate seat. Either did Brown of Nevada. He's a decorated war veteran who's disabled. They would have been fantastic. They would have held Trump. But I am so happy, and I don't know about the rest of you, but I am just really enjoying the way his cabinet is shaping up.
Yeah, I'm with you. Pete Hegseth, I love the fact that a younger veteran is being tapped to head up the Department of Defense, especially somebody who has literally written the book about the woke nonsense that's holding our military back. Nancy, are you more likely or less likely today to encourage the next generation to join the military? I think most of our listeners would say, you know what, if you'd have asked us 2 weeks ago if we'd tell our kids to join the military, we'd be like, man, under this regime? But with a young warrior like Pete Hegseth at the helm, I think you're going to see recruitment numbers. And Donald Trump as commander-in-chief, I think recruitment numbers are going to start to climb.
Yes, I would encourage to join the military, Navy, the Marines, even the Merchant Marines, if somebody has always had that desire. And but, you know, did you hear today's news that Iran just missed a couple of our ships again in the Red Sea? And, of course, the Biden administration has done nothing. If they hit one of our ships, one of them, Abraham Lincoln, I'm going to tell you right then and there, that's going to start a war, and Trump will end it.
That's why we need Trump back in there. Can't happen quick enough, can it? Nancy, thanks for the call. Back after this.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we'll get back to your phone calls here in just a few minutes. But if you want to start lining up and getting in the queue right now, feel free. Green energy has decimated Europe. I was talking about how these Green New Deal policies, these EV mandates, just part of the reason why we've got this tragedy, which is the layoffs at the Stillwater mine here in Montana. Look at this, though. This is from the Unleashed Prosperity Hotline. And always got to give a shout out to Scott Miller in Billings for first letting me know about this great newsletter here. Europe paid 166.3% more for its primary energy mix last year than had it used conventional energy sources. 2.23 percentage points more of the GDP on primary energy. Just if they had not included all these other renewables. Anyway, it's just crazy. When you look at why the economic growth is so minimal in Europe and you look at why the costs are so high in Europe, it goes right back to these very Green New Deal the type of policies that have dismantled and decimated Europe, which is why these more populist Trump-style politicians across Europe have also been winning elections across Europe as well. The good news, Trump will dismantle this green energy madness here in the USA. Drill, baby, drill. That's from the Unleashed Prosperity Hotline. Well, I know that, you know, we heard from Nancy in Roundup, who's excited about, you know, some of President Trump's cabinet appointees and nominees. What about RFK Jr.? You know, Donald Trump said he's going to have RFK Jr. as a part of his team to make America healthy again. Well, we've got a guy on our team that's been making Montana healthy for sure. Dr. Dale Williams with Billings Last Diet. Pretty exciting stuff, huh, to be talking about how we make America healthy again, especially from your perch.
Boy, and I think RFK, he's got some crazy ideas. I'll give you that. But I'm telling you what, as far when it comes to health, he's got some pretty novel ideas, which we've been preaching now for about 15 years about how to get healthy and how to stay healthy as a people. So I think it'll be interesting to see what his take is on what it takes to get kids healthy. That's a big focus that he said he's going to focus on. And so I think it'll be fun and exciting.
Well, and I remember being a kid in the 80s and you'd see this food pyramid, yeah, the cartoon version of it, and all that's, it's wrong. Yeah. It was bad information. We've been funneled bad information since we were kids.
Yeah, that was lobbyists that got the food pyramid the way it is. It wasn't based on science. It was based on the food industry and their desire to have the government tell the people what they should and what they shouldn't be eating, which has worked really well during the 80s, didn't it? We got all that bad information on health and wellness during the 80s that has proven just to be completely false.
I was listening in to a little bit of Joe Rogan's podcast with Elon Musk. And of course, you know, Joe Rogan's a big health nut. Not that he lives the most perfectly healthy lifestyle all around, but he's a big health nut and he's really into this stuff. And he has the money to really get into some of that stuff too and research it. But he had Elon Musk on with him. And Elon Musk was saying, yeah, you know, I've really been focused on how to get healthier, how to eat healthier. And he said, you know, for breakfast now, he says, I'm a steak and eggs guy, you know, protein intensive, which is what you've been preaching now for 15 years.
Yeah. And that's what happened during going back to the 80s is that's the big push. The 60s, 70s and 80s was the big push for cereal for breakfast. You got your fortified cereals that were healthy for you. Well, they are not healthy for you. They are just straight carbohydrates that don't sustain your energy, that cause an insulin spike in your blood, that causes chronic disease. And so I like the steak and eggs for breakfast.
yeah, it works out. Of course, for me, for breakfast, I mean, I get up too early as it is to come into a show like this, and then I'm rushing to try to get prepped. So, hey, for me, just a simple little protein shake. Yeah. And it's crazy because 10 years ago, 12 years ago, There's no way that a protein shake would have sufficed for breakfast. Well, I don't know, maybe it would have because, you know, you get protein, you're not as hungry. You know, if you've noticed, if you go out and you just eat a bunch of carbs for breakfast, well, you're hungry an hour later. Well, that's because you just had this massive sugar rush, so now your body's craving more. So whereas, hey, maybe try, for those of you who've never done Billings Last Diet, try it. Just try doing a protein shake or something like that for breakfast and just see how different you feel with that one little thing one day.
Makes a huge difference in your energy level for the whole morning. You do get an energy, a sugar rush from a simple carbohydrate, but it's not sustained. And so for a lifestyle, your breakfast, if you're going to eat breakfast, and you don't have to eat breakfast, that's another one that's a little crazy, but your breakfast should be something that is sustaining for a long period of time that has a lot of nutrients in it. And that's where protein comes in.
Well, and when you break it down, you can save a lot of money too by when you trim down, lose the weight, and then you get on that new lifestyle, you can start to save a lot of money with food costs and everything like that. So it was kind of funny. So with the big election, this historic election, a little over 1 week ago. Well, I guess it was 1 week ago. We were talking about the election results. You know, on Facebook, how it'll show photos from your memories.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So one of our listeners in Great Falls, he said, hey, this photo just came up in my memories. And it was a photo from back in 2012. And we were at a cafe. I was doing my radio show live from a cafe in downtown Great Falls. We had like a dozen guys there. It was a great crew across the board. And he's like, holy cow, I can't believe this was 12 years ago. Well, a friend saw us interacting and he said, Aaron, how is it that you look better now than you did 12 years ago?
Yeah.
And I said three words, Billings Last Diet.
Yeah.
And I mean it because it's diet and nutrition. It's just something. I was exercising. Now, I had my kids were really little and I was starting I was back from a deployment and trying to double down on getting back into my work family life after being on a military deployment. So your whole life is kind of in chaos. And so, yeah, it wasn't. But I didn't understand diet and nutrition like I do now. And that's the difference maker, including some other things, too. Yeah.
And there are a lot of your listeners who have had life changes, and when life changes, when especially when stressful life changes happen, we can really fall off track pretty easy. What do you call it? Post deployment syndrome or something like that. So what happens is when you do get off track, you need to identify what I can do to now get back on track, and that's what you did with Billings Last Diet. You found a way to get a lifestyle that is healthy, that's sustaining, and now if you do get off track,
you just do a tune-up and you get back on track.
You do a tune-up and get right back on it. And that's the way life is. So it's not that life isn't going to serve you up challenges and problems and life events that are disrupting your life. But you're educated now enough to know what I can do to get back on track.
Yeah. You know, the other thing that was cool was so election night, you know, everybody's celebrating with, you know, most, you know, getting a beverage or two or whatever. But I'm like, man, I'm going to get about 2 hours of sleep and do the radio show the next morning. But B, like, I think I had a Diet Coke maybe or like a Coke Zero and then some club soda. And I was like, man, this is so great. Like, I don't know if before Billings last died, if I could have been at a massive election night party like that and not had a drink. And it's just good because it just feels good to just not feel like you have to do that, right?
And it's not that you couldn't have.
I could have, yeah.
But the choice, it's a lifestyle. It's a choice. It's a choice that you make.
Might have been a little harder doing the radio show with 2 hours of sleep. but it could have gotten a little Western, too. But no, we had a great time. But no, I'm serious, folks. That's why I say that when I told my friend, hey, he's like, why do you look better now than you did 12 years ago? I'm like, well, first off, when your kids are little, life's a little crazy, and you're finishing all their leftover food that they didn't finish. And as Doc Williams will say, it's better to let that food go to waste than to go to your waste.
Exactly.
So for you young dads out there, just remember that TTP technique and procedure. Anyway, but you've got the holiday eating class coming up soon, don't you?
Yeah, a week from tomorrow.
Okay.
It'll be our eating for the holidays class, and we're excited. We've got they're working on the menu right now. I think they've got it pretty much nailed down for the foods that'll be tested. We've got a good group signed up for it already. We have a lot of people who are coming to classes and saying, we're ready to do this in January.
Yeah, so, which is a smart
wonderful
plan.
Get it, get the information that you need, and then if you're going to wait till after the holidays, we can get you signed up and ready to rock when you're through the Christmas.
Yeah, get signed up today. Give them a call, 294-6751, or check out BillingsLastDiet.com. Follow their social media, their Facebook page as well. But, yeah, you can attend in-person free seminars if you're in the Billings area. But the remote option is rocking and rolling. So if you live outside of Billings, hey, get a hold of them. Tim and Savage joined us last Wednesday from the Rock and R. He's down 40 pounds.
Yeah, he's doing
40
great.
40 pounds, doing great and loving it.
Doing great.
So, yeah.
Shout out to Tim. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Dr. Dale Williams, great to see you. Let's make America healthy again here coming up.
Let's do it.
All right. Good to see you, Doc. Thanks for dropping in. Phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970 for most of the 8 o'clock hour. But right now, you can call in.
Bud Light knows that there's no better day than game day. With good food, great company, and plenty of cold ones for the tailgate, Bud Light makes football easier to enjoy, especially when your team scores. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Enjoy responsibly. 21 plus, copyright 2024, Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
News commentary.
Kamala's losing campaign burned through over $1 billion, millions wasted on celebrities and sex podcasts. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
It's the Will King Show.
There's too much of the right that has said all of our institutions are rotten, and they're basically bleeding us into there's no point in trying and signing us up for perpetual loserdom. I really feel that way. You just start winning. You start fixing your morale and executing your X's and O's. We all need to start doing our stuff. It doesn't make the other side right or the institutions pure, but it keeps us from being damn losers.
Streaming live 12 p.m. Eastern weekdays on FoxNews.com and the Fox News YouTube channel.
There are reports circulating that Kamala's $1 billion campaign can't pay its bills and is possibly defaulting on payments to vendors. Kamala's Vibe campaign shelled out megabucks paying for fame, glitz, and glamour, and they still lost. Remember that Oprah town hall? Well, it reportedly cost the Kamala campaign $1 million. But it gets worse. When folks were literally drowning in the immediate aftermath of Hurricane Helene, you know where Kamala was? Recording a raunchy sex podcast with Alex Cooper in a replica set that reportedly cost six figures. Kamala's campaign was entitled to drop whatever they wanted, but the tone deafness really is next level. Good news is Donald Trump is such a nice guy, he even offered via a social media post to help Kamala with her bills. What a nice guy. But aren't you glad you didn't elect Kamala to manage America's pocketbook? I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at OutKick.com.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Buying a vehicle at a dealership can be a stressful process, from the time commitment involved to the pressure of haggling with salespeople, not to mention test driving lots of vehicles. But there are some ways to make the process easier for you and your wallet. Be sure to call ahead to the dealership to see if the models you want to try are available. Showrooms have cut back on the number of vehicles they keep on the lot, meaning fewer options for test drives. And check price guides like Kelley Blue Book to get a sense of the range of prices for the car you desire. For trade-ins, you can visit cars.com along with Kelley Blue Book to find out how much your vehicle is currently worth. And to assist with negotiations, experts say it would be wise to run your vehicle through multiple trade-in offers. In addition to knowing car values and a fair going price, you should know your credit score and loan offers so you know what kind of rates and terms you might be eligible for. Saving you money, Hillary.
It will be junk-tastic.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, what about the lawfare against President Trump, the political persecution against Donald J. Trump, where they used the liberal judges in the courts to try to go after Trump? And then they only helped him, right? They only helped him even further. But you're already seeing the results of the election from just a little over a week ago where, hey, even the Biden Justice Department is scrapping this lawfare against the once again elected President Donald J. Trump. So what about these attacks against Trump at the state level, in these state courts, especially Judge Michonne in New York City? Dana Perino had the news on the 5 yesterday afternoon. But of course, John Jackson, the Joker from X, shared the big breaking news about the delay while he was live with us on Montana Talks. I think he shared that towards the end of the 9 o'clock hour, if I remember.
New York Judge Juan Merchan has decided to delay his ruling on whether or not to toss President-elect Trump's felony fraud conviction, postponing a decision on the matter until next Tuesday. Andy McCarthy's blasting the judge for taking the easy way out.
So he's not a guy who easily admits that he was wrong. Seems to me that this ruling allows him to continue that record. Basically, he doesn't have to deal with Trump's claims of error. He doesn't have to deal with the immunity issue. He gets to basically not admit error, and everybody gets to carry on.
And while Merchan weighs what he's going to do, New York Attorney General Tish James, who built her entire political campaign on vowing to take on Donald Trump, is doubling down on her efforts to be a thorn in the side of the president-elect.
We have been working both in my office and with other Democratic AGs across this country to make sure that we would be ready to respond to any attempt to roll back our rights. We've created contingency plans. So no matter what the next administration throws at us, we're ready. We're ready to respond to their attacks.
Unbelievable. She's the woman who ran for office pledging, promising to prosecute Donald J. Trump. And, well, hey, she carried out her promise, right? And she helped Donald J. Trump win the election. So good job, Tish. Good job, Tish. Judge Jeanine Pirro, she summed this up very well right after that clip that Dana Perino shared on The 5 yesterday. She kind of broke it down in what this delay actually means and, you know, with Trump now becoming president once again, how that can impact this whole case moving forward. The other interesting thing that she shared is, you know how they keep referring to Donald Trump as the convicted felon because of Judge Merchan's kangaroo court? She made the point that if they never sentence him, that they can't technically call him convicted because you can only do that after somebody has been sentenced. So if Merchan just keeps kicking the sentencing can down the road, they can't technically call him convicted. But hey, call him convicted, call him what you want. He's going to be the 47th president of the United States. So thanks, Tish, and the rest of you. All right, we'll have phone lines open coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll have the Senate president-elect for Montana join us in the 9 o'clock hour and much more. Did you guys hear yesterday at the very end of the show, we had Dr. Larson from Yellowstone Family Dental. No, actually, this was Monday. This was on Veterans Day. Dr. Larson with Yellowstone Family Dental came on, and he announced the winner, the veteran, who's going to receive the dental implants free of charge. They're giving this out free of charge to a Montana veteran. He announced the winner. But then what was really cool is he said, you know what? We're actually going to take care of two veterans. They had two compelling stories and two veterans that could really use some help with their teeth and their dental. And so they're going to hook up two Montana veterans with free dental implants. Absolutely incredible. So big thanks to Dr. Larson and Yellowstone Family Dental for taking care of our veterans. The One Young Mom was just a great story as well. Check out their services and their work. Go to MontanaDentalImplants.com, MontanaDentalImplants.com.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.